You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Aboriginal Sounds presents Michael Bucher and his latest release, Believe. Stick around for more. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC. A limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the NAMI Award-winning artist, Michael Bucher, and his latest release, Believe. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael regarding his latest release and his recent win at the NAMIs, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From his CD, Believe, here is Michael Bucher with Sacred Ground.
It's a place that we call sacred, a quiet, holy ground, a spirit sanctuary. You can feel the breath of God, and it's older than our memory. Heard our every word, a thousand years our church has stood, a thousand years returned to sacred. Ground to sacred ground. It's our shrine in all the glory. It speaks to those who find a voice from their creator. It's in the wind, the sun, the sky, and Grandfather gave it to us and shares it for all time. The ancient place where we have prayed, revealing the divine on sacred ground. On sacred ground. How is it someone else decides our church is nothing more than a playground or a monument? We don't belong here anymore. Do we lay down and be silent in quiet disbelief? The last one standing, remember what it means on our sacred ground. On sacred ground. On sacred ground. When did sacred lose its meaning? And did I blink or turn my head? Our place is just as holy as four walls with stained glass. The miracle is healing. Our medicine is true. The vision's everlasting. And it's all we ever knew on our sacred ground. It's all sacred ground. It's all sacred. sacred ground. It's all 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 sacred ground.
From his latest release, Believe, that was Michael Bucher with Sacred Ground. Visit Michael at his official website, www.michaelbucher.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael regarding his latest release and his recent win at the NAMMYs, and here's how the interview went.
Believe is a fantastic CD, and now that it's been out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Well, thank you. I do feel blessed and honored to have it be accepted in Indian country the way it has been. It's done well. You know, we won at the Native American Music Awards with it, and which is huge in my view. You know, in Indian country, the NAMMYs, Native American Music Awards, those are like our Grammys. You know, that's the pinnacle for us. So for that to win, in light of you know, I had dedicated that CD to our youth in Indian country who are struggling right now so heavily with taking their lives. And I just wanted to give a shout out to our kids, you know, and say, hey, believe in yourself. Believe in that there's going to be a better day. So, yeah, I'm really proud of it. I'm very honored.
And what do you think is different with this release from the previous one?
Well, with this one, my first album, Seven, you know, when you put your freshman album out there and you really have no clue where it's going to go, and it did well, I was shocked, but I was very happy. And then when I did my second album with Joe and Shenandoah, that one, it took on its own voice, really. And we did, you know, some cover tunes from Johnny Cash and some of our own individuals. So when I got back to Believe, I wanted to get back to what I had done, you know, my reactionary music to what I feel and what is happening in Indian country. And but I wanted to step it up a notch. I wanted to bring it, continue where Seven left off, but also bring other points out to people who might be interested, you know. And so I did that with Believe, and like I said, I'm really happy with it. I'm really thrilled with it, actually.
And who did you work with in terms of the production of the album?
Actually, I worked with two people that I'm very comfortable with. Peter Phippen is on Canyon Records. Canyon is the oldest native record label out there, and they have supported Indian country and native artists for over 50 years. And actually, I think they just celebrated their 60th. They're a great label, and Peter Phippen is on Canyon, and he's also a producer, and so he produced my first album, and then he produced this album, Believe, and then I also worked with Jason Interwitz, the recording engineer who owns the studio that I recorded in, and just two great musicians in their own, and to work together collaboratively on this was just amazing, and actually the energy, we feed off of each other, and it's very cool. You know, you feed off each other, you throw an idea out there, and one will take it and run with it and just start throwing stuff out there, and it's so much fun. You know, and the enthusiasm that's behind it is just incredible, and the drive and everything, and I think that it reflects, you know, it really does, it reflects in when you throw something out there like that.
Since we've launched this show, I think you're the first artist that we've interviewed that's been that's affiliated with Canyon Records. Describe the working relationship with them.
Canyon is a, they're an amazing record label. Like I said, they have supported, solely supported, Native acts and Native people in what they do. And they cover everything from traditional powwow music to classical music to flute music to hand drum songs. You know, I'm good friends with a group called Pipestone, and they won this year at the NAMMIES too, and they're on Canyon. It's a, you know, a traditional hand drum, but old-fashioned, but yet drawn into the new. And so Canyon, they have an extremely open mind and creative mind for where Indian country is going in music. You know, it's not all flute music, and it's not all powwow music. There's so many different genres that we play, and it is, you know, as Native people, we still listen to blues and rock and all the other incredible music that's out there, you know, and hip-hop and reggae. It's so cool that Canyon embraces that and really puts the musician in a position to express themselves creatively and still come out with some fantastic music. You know, I'm honored. You know, I really am.
And talk about how music began for you. How did that get going?
Well, music for me, I've played music my entire life. I started playing guitar when I was really young, 7 years old. And everybody in my family played an instrument. And, you know, so I just picked up the guitar and kind of that was my instrument, you know, along with drums. But I make Native style drums, you know, powwow drums and hand drums. I just started playing guitar. And through the years, you know, I've played in things professionally, but yet at the same time, I just kind of kept it to myself. But my great uncle, who was the last fluent speaker in my family of my language, and just my mentor, just an incredible man, was very sick. He was elderly and growing old, but he had some very major medical problems. And we would talk all the time. Every 2 weeks, he'd call me at noon on Saturday, and we would talk, and he'd speak to me in my language, and then we would always progress to what was happening in the country politically, or how, what we felt was near and dear to our hearts, you know. And 2 days before he changed worlds, he had said, "Mike, you really, really have to do something with your music. You have a voice, you have your guitar, you have your songs. Get it out there. You need to make a difference. And try to make a difference anyway, for our sacred sites and for our youth and for, you know, the things that we're so passionate about that we had talked about all these times." He said, "You really need to do that." And 2 days later, he had died, and I promised him that I would when I talked to him. And so I did. I just followed through with that promise and had no clue where it was going to go, man. In light of everything, all these years later, I'm so glad I did just follow, but I did it from my heart. It's an honor to my great uncle to follow through with that, and that was where my first album came from. And it's been an incredible journey for me so far. You know, it's just been awesome.
Visit Michael at his official website, www.michaelbuecher.com. Here is Michael once again with the title track of his latest release, Believe.
Tell you what I'd do. Well, I'd heal up all our children from the alcohol and abuse. Well, I'd take away all their heartache. I'd take away all their fear, and I'd wrap them in a Pendleton blanket. I could see them smile again. Oh, yeah. Well, I'd help them break these chains that bind them. to their misery. Oh, and I'd show them a better way to put an end to their suffering. Hours come, and it's the other side of this empty life that they're searching for. And I'd show them there's a future, right her them their wildest dream. And I'd show believe. Oh, 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 oh.
You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com is proud to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Nake Nulawaun, and their new release, The Definition. Armed with a potent mixture of beats and rhymes, Nake Nulawaun issues funkified jams such as Doubt, No Rest for Them Boys, and Airborne with honesty and conviction. Without a doubt, this is one hip-hop act that is ready at all times for anything. The Definition by Nake Nulawaun, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Trying to grind a diamond in the rough ain't enough, trying to shine. I'm just trying to make a living, I'm just trying to survive. A 9-to-5 ain't enough if the music is live. I just want to... With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Rebel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Rebel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head. Just a bit. The Razorblade Diaries from Rebel 9. Visit the band at www.rebel9.com. Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little rock wired on ya. Rockwire.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwire.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, Profiles in Blues and Jazz, exclusively at Rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sounds. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host, Brian Lush, every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Aboriginal Sounds exclusively at rockwire.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary native music exclusively at rockwire.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for Cherokee singer-songwriter Michael Bucher and his latest release, Believe. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Michael regarding his latest release and his recent win at the NAMMYs, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
At what point did songwriting begin for you? I mean, it's one thing to pick up a guitar and beat on the drums, but, you know, how did that begin?
That's a good question. It began, actually, in my early 20s. I started writing songs then. And it just started, the first songs you write, anybody who starts writing songs, your first ones are good for you. Not necessarily good for, they're the clunkers, they're the ones that, but that's how you get your chops, that's where you start, everybody's got to start somewhere. So, but that's where I started. I just started writing songs and progressed. But the other cool thing about that is when you really start, when you first start writing songs, whoever you're influenced by at that time kind of reflects in the songs you're writing. But the more you write and the more you play out and really start, you find your own. You really do. You find your own voice, your own music, your own style, and you try to create that also as an artist. You try to differentiate yourself from everybody else. You want to make it your own. And when it comes to you the way it does to me, it's not a task. It just does. It just comes. And that's the way it is, and that's how it came to me. I just started writing, but then you progress and it evolves into your own style and your own, phrasing and everything else. And the way I attack my guitar and I play it and the way I put my words together, it just comes to me in that form, And so it does create your own identity, I guess,
And with that being said, what songs off of this, off of Believe, resonate for you the most personally and why?
Well, the title song, Believe, resonates for me incredibly strong. I am a survivor of, I've gone through, as many other people in Indian country have, through their struggles and their addictions and their demons that chase them around. And so when you survive those things, you survive the stuff that is thrown at you at life, and you can survive those things. That is what I wanted to let the kids know, and let everybody, not just the youth, but everybody as a human family. Because before I'm an Indian, we're all part of the human family, and we need to take care of each other. I don't care what race we are. I don't care what color we are, what we believe in as far, spiritually. We're the human family. We all have hands. We all have five fingers. We all breathe. We all look at the same stars. There are so many things that just keep us together as the human family. And that's what I wanted to let everybody know and believe. And when I wrote that song, I thought, if I was a healer, the greatest healer out there, who would I heal first? And it would be the kids. It would be all kids. That's what I would heal first. And so that song is the strongest for me, for sure. And the other song I wrote, it has to do with addiction. And it's bleeding, we make each other bleed sometimes, and not physically, but emotionally. And Never Meant to Make You Bleed, that song for me was my, not so much an apology, but an explanation maybe of a person who struggled their, through the largest part of their life and finally came out of the fog of all that. And you try and explain what you went through, So that song, if you ever give it a listen, if any of your listeners can give that a listen, that song was strong for me. And also, on the other side of that, Mountain Pot Removal. that song, again, politically, and again, it's not a native thing. It is just I can't believe, you know, that they're removing Appalachian. They're just completely removing them out. They're blowing them right off and leveling them straight into the creeks and the streams. And it's just amazing to me that this is actually happening in America. And so I wanted to throw that out there, too, for anybody who might be interested. You know, Google it. Look at it. You know, do a search, an internet search on what's happening. It is absolutely amazing. You know, and that's just my own view. But that song, too. You know, and I had some amazing people on that song. You know, musicians, friends of mine, also Native NAMI winners. And it's just cool that you can call on your friends and you show them a song like that and they get involved in it and really appreciate it for what it is, too. So.
And since the start of your career, have there been any reactions to your music that have surprised you?
Yeah, there really has. A song I wrote called You're Not Alone, that was on my first album. And like I said, when you release your first album, you have no idea. You just have no clue, just like anybody else. You have no idea where it's going to go. It could be, you know, shuffled off into complete darkness. Nobody ever heard you, or you know, it could be accepted. And it, luckily, it did for me. And I don't think I say luckily just as a firm. I don't believe in luck. Everything is for a reason. Absolutely, every breath we take, every action we do is for a reason, and it's meant to be. But You're Not Alone. That song surprised me by the reaction I got from that song. I had fans out there after it got released making videos using that song as the you know, the backdrop of a video. And when I would perform that song, people come up to me, and the hugs and the emotion I get from people back, and it's so good, and it's so it balances me. It just really keeps me grounded to know that I can connect with people. And that really surprised me, that song connects with.
What would you like people to come away with after they've heard your music?
Well, for me personally, what I would like them to come away with is an awareness of what is happening in the country, but also an awareness that we are, like I said earlier, that we are all one. We are all a human family, and we need to take care of our Mother Earth. We need to take care of each other, protect each other. And you know, if you see a homeless person, don't look down on them. Don't, you know, if you were the old saying, you know, walk a mile in somebody else's shoes, and I guarantee you, if you walked a mile in their shoes, it would not be a good mile to walk. So don't judge people, you know, and let's just all take care of each other, and let's look at humanity instead of politics, and you know, the entertainment of politics more than anything, what it seems to have come to. It's us. It's the human family that we need to take care of. That's what I'd like people to come away with: a good energy, a sense of balance.
Bitter truths, another Smoky Mountain death song will sing. With a hunger for more coal in the belly of their beast, stone by stone they tear them down to fill their knees. For the mountains they have crumbled like a sacrificial lamb, and they'll offer to their gods with their own hands. And the golden calf they worship, they built to serve them well, is gonna lead them straight into the gates of hell. He's gonna lead them straight into the gates of hell.
Oh.
sin too big to hide, and the time can't wash clean. They sell themselves as saviors for us all. Only when there's nothing left and the poison's at their feet will they understand they sold their children's soul. All the mountains they've crumbled like a sacrificial lamb, and they'll offer to their gods with their own hands. And the golden calf they worship, they built to serve them well, is gonna lead them straight into the gates of hell. He's gonna lead them straight into the gates of hell.
That's going to do it for this edition of Aboriginal Sounds. A special thanks goes out to Michael Bucher for his time and his music, and to Vincent Schilling of Schilling Media, Inc. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Aboriginal Sounds is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.
Solution, a solution to all.